We're just finishing up this short sessions on limitless grace and how that relates to the restoration of all things. If we're going to participate in the restoration of all things, we will need to be moved by the oracles of the Father's heart and not by any self-motivation or anything out of our own heart, but what is his heart? The desire to see creation set free should be part of the motivation as sons for the restoration of all things, and have the abilities and power to create a new reality through the limitless grace of God. And that is where we need to understand how to use the limitless grace of God to be creative, to change the reality we're in now, to align it with the reality of the Father's heart. So grace is the divine enabling power of God that we need to freely receive and use creatively. Grace is the strings of energy, the smallest known particles that exist within the fabric of all creation and are the building blocks of all existence. And again, that's really, really important when we move forward into being creative, that we know how creativity responds to us and how the universe responds to us. And it's living and alive. Grace is the vibrational frequency of Jesus' voice that holds all things together. Grace is the electromagnetic frequency, the light that is omnipresent within all creation. God is light, and we are being transfigured as sons of light to reveal and express that light of limitless power or energy. So grace is the divine enabling power that facilitates the existence and expansion of creation. Therefore, limitless grace expresses the reality of God as unconditional love. Limitless grace removes guilt, shame, condemnation, duty, and obligation. And this is so important. If we do not operate in unconditional love and limitless grace, then we are operating in some form of conditions. And that means we have to work for it. And if we don't do it right, then we feel guilty, shamed, condemned. As sons, limitless grace is to be experienced and is at our disposal then creatively to use. And the Father said this, Son, the truth is love, grace is love, mercy is love. All our attributes, precepts, character, nature are love. They may be named differently, but in reality, we are love. That is why the restoration of all things is ultimately inevitable. Because whatever God created, he loves. And he is never going to not love. And love is at work through limitless grace to restore everything that he loves back to a loving relationship. Son, be passionate about life and desire the restoration of all things as we do, so that it motivates your life, but enjoy life as joy is an expression of unconditional love. And it's if you're tied down in religious duty, obligation, striving and struggling to impress, performance-orientated religious lifestyle, you're never going to live in joy. And joy is so important. Religious duty and obligation destroys our joy and creates performance orientation. Be very, very careful that you're not operating in a performance manner. Son, our children seek after happiness but lack real joy because they do not know unconditional love and are trying to find it by walking the wrong path. Experiencing unconditional love is the only way our children will truly know their identity as our sons. So it's very, very important. Son, the shift that's occurring needs to continue as there's more shaking that is needed for the transformation to be effective. And whether we continue in this cycle or season, there are others that are going to be needed to bring about the transformation to restore everything back to God's original intention and purpose. The old systems are clinging on to their positions and their agendas and are veiled behind the distractions of the divisive conflicts that are widespread globally. And the whole process of division, competition, conflict, tribalism, more division, all of that actually distracts us from our purpose and hides the real agenda that's going on. Son, do not be associated with anything that promotes war at any level. Be at peace with all people and all things. Spiritual warfare is an oxymoron. It is impossible to be truly motivated spiritually and be at war. Continue to promote love and demonstrate limitless grace through forgiving everyone and everything unconditionally. And it's so important that we embrace that. If people ask for forgiveness, of course we forgive. But we need to forgive even if people don't ask. And that means anyone who does anything needs to be unconditionally forgiven. And if we don't, we are the ones in the torture chamber. It's really, really important that we embrace this. I know it goes contradictory to man's form of justice and judgment, but it's how God does things. And Jesus on the cross, being punished, suffering from the hands of men, forgave them unconditionally. And it is life, it is peace to bring forgiveness into being. And then there is no need to be at war and no need to be at conflict. Son, it will get darker until the light of love shines brightly through our sons, demonstrating limitless grace so the dawn can break through. Son, this present situation is just one of the many needed to shake the world out of its complacency and self-reliance to seek for the truth. So do not fight it. Legislate for the shaking to be effective and for good to come from it, but not for its change. Son, limitless grace is divine power to overcome every obstacle and hindrance to the restoration of relationship that we desire and intend for all our children and all that we have created. Gracious grace consciousness is the antidote to religious bondage, and we need to live in constant awareness of unconditional love and limitless grace. If sin is lost identity, then grace is the restoration of the true image of sonship. If sin is separation from man's perspective, then grace is reconciliation. If sin causes guilt, shame, and condemnation, then grace is forgiveness. If sin causes death, then grace is abundant life. If sin and death came through Adam, then abundant life came through Jesus. If sin causes toxic thinking, then grace renews the mind. If sin causes unrighteousness, then grace is justification. If grace cannot overcome sin, then we cannot be omnipotent, as sin would then be more powerful to separate than we are to reconcile and restore. Now, that's what the Father said, and that is logic. I mean, it's total logic. How can God be omnipotent if sin is more powerful than God? Whatever the results of sin are, limitless grace has the capacity to overcome it and restore relationship between our children and us. There is no state or behavior that is powerful enough to keep us from our children. Sin is empowered by the do-it-yourself tree, law-based mindset that creates separation and requires sacrifice, but the tree is cursed and has no real power, just illusion and deception. Let's make sure we live in reality and truth, not deception. Where sin is abandoned, grace is limitless, lavish, and abundantly able to even greater abound. Now, no matter where that is, whether that's on earth, whether that's under the earth, whether that's in the spiritual atmosphere around the earth, whether that's in the realms of the kingdom, whether that's in other dimensions, where sin is abounded, grace is limitless, lavish, and abundantly able to even greater abound. That means it can overcome every obstacle and hindrance that's in the way of restoration of all of creation, all that God has created. Son, religion of all kinds uses the concept of sin and separation to create the need for duty, obligation, appeasement, sacrifice, and service, and a performance-driven life. This produces guilt, shame, and condemnation. Limitless grace uses the concepts of forgiveness, reconciliation, justification, and restoration to reveal unconditional love that releases joy and peace to enable rest. See, if we do not know we're unconditionally loved, we can't be joyful and at peace and live in rest. It just isn't possible. Therefore, knowing that we're unconditionally loved, there are no conditions put upon the love of God for us, that brings us into a state of rest, because we cease from our efforts to have to earn something from God by our performance. This removes all guilt, shame, and condemnation from our lives. Limitless grace guarantees that restoration of all things is motivated and empowered by the unconditional love that we have for creation. Son, look deep into my eyes. and feel the unconditional love that motivates and empowers limitless grace. And I did. And as I looked, I went deeper and deeper into that unconditional love. And the realization of the overwhelming power and limitless grace became even clearer. That clarity of thought brought the following conclusion. Restoration of all things is eventually inevitable. It can be, for me, nothing else. You're entitled to your own opinion. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. But when you've looked deep into the eyes of God and you've seen his unconditional love, you've felt his unconditional love, you realize that he will never relent. His love will never end. It will never stop. It will continue until everything eventually is restored. Limitless grace will secure a restored relationship between the Father and all his children and the Creator's original intention and purpose for his creation by whatever means that are necessary. Son, the shift that is taking place is not finished. There are more waves to come, so legislate for the changes and transformation still needed to bring a fuller recalibration and global reset. Personally focus your attention on turning division into union and competition into covenant in all areas of your life to restore relationship at all levels. And it's really, really important. And these are divisions of fallen angelic beings who are operating within the global systems that continue to divide and separate on the basis of anything. We need to see them turn back to their original identity, which was union, and the competition which they promote into covenant relationship. That needs to take place in all areas of our lives. Therefore, there is a macro, a creational level to this, and a micro level in me, my spirit, soul, and body, not being divided. All of the facets of the gateways of my life being in harmony and wholeness and oneness. And that limitless grace is outworked in the micro and the macro, and it's my responsibility to make sure in the micro that I'm doing everything in my life to make sure I'm not in divided or in division with anyone else, in any way divisive towards anybody, that I live in union, being one in spirit, joined to the Lord, and in one with the family of God, and not operating in competition, not having to win an argument, not entering into conflict with people, but functioning in new covenant reality, which is loving kindness. That is what the love of God brings to me, and that is my responsibility. I have to look at, am I living in the same way that God is wanting me to legislate? I have no authority if I do not have union in my own being. I'm looking, and God has called me with a mandate here to deal with division in a spiritual dynamic sense with fallen angelic beings. I can't have any authority there if there is division in my own life or I'm divided with others. That's why union, fellowship, relationship is so important. That is why honor is so important. The priorities of our children need to change to focus on what really matters, which is relationship and true rest in love, joy, and peace. Son, ministry and the institution of church have occupied most of your life, as with many. Now is the time to reevaluate. And I think this is the time to look at our life and really embrace the reality of who God is calling us to be, what he's calling us to do in that identity, and be set free from any duty, obligation, fear, anxiety, worry, concern, anything that is hindering us and occupying and distracting us from our real mission, which is the restoration of all things. It is time for true reality and multidimensional living so you can fully enjoy the bliss of rest from your labors and so just be. It is so important we learn to just be, to learn to meditate, to be mindful, to live in that mental health, well-being, wellness. The Father said, I've shielded you from the knowledge of just what you are as a non-linear being are accomplishing in the spiritual realms by just giving you small glimpses. Now, I've had small glimpses of some of my multidimensional aspect of my life, but I didn't know how it really worked. I will take the blinkers off your mind so your consciousness can expand to take in the multidimensional reality of what you're doing, so you can truly appreciate your capacity as a mature son of God. So I was excited by that. And in that moment, the blinkers came off and I became aware of who I am and what I'm doing at a higher level of consciousness in an expanded state of reality when I'm not restricted or confined to the earth, but I'm living in multiple dimensions simultaneously. I am, therefore I exist in manifoldness, just like my dad, in non-linear quantum moments of the fulfillment of my destiny. So in other words, I am living in this time frame, but I'm not subject to it, and I can administrate from a different time frame to control time here, expand, contract, in this dynamic of this realm, but also within the spiritual realms where I am seated in heavenly places and where I'm functioning, I am living in quantum moments which contain way more than I could have imagined or thought. So what I discovered is that I'm involved in many dimensional places simultaneously, but that each place is a group of places linked to a specific process that I'm outworking simultaneously. Now that increases capacity hugely, and I believe that is all are the inheritance of all the sons of God, because we're all called to be creative and to rule and to connect to creation in the restoration of all things process and beyond after restoration of these and taken place. So what I discovered, and this is where quantum entanglement comes in, being multidimensional means you can be in multiple places at the same time, quantumly entangled, in other words, connected. Each of those dynamic perspectives, spiritual dynamics, are connected and entangled and function together. So, literally, God showed me the different processes and places where I am entangled together at the same time in a multidimensional way. I know this might sound a bit out there, but I've been engaging in these things for many years, learning how to function in the spiritual realms, learning how to be deconstructed in my mind so I can be non-linear in my thinking and not restricted to one place or one linear process, whether I'm living in heaven or on earth. And so this was the first of these places. So I'm in the eternal now, engaged with the heart of God. And this is the creative process. The one I've learned most recently. I can be brooding in the cradle of life, brooding, resonating with the heart of God. I can be connected to the sound of many waters, the waterfall, the chamber that's there, the chamber of my destiny, which I've experienced with Enoch and others, and in the chamber of creation, and continually in just one of many realities. And I was overwhelmed by this because, you know, I love all of those places, and I love consciously engaging with those places, and sometimes I do, but it's like my being is within the fabric of all of that, and so I am a continually creative being. It's not just, you know, that I go there once, and this is not a one-off thing. This actually is a continual reality if our mind is capable of engaging it. I'm also quantumly entangled, multidimensionally, with the eternal now, the throne of grace, the judgment seat, the altar of fire, the firestones, and my heavenly heaven of heaven's throne in another reality set. So I'm continually in the process of becoming who I am. From his perspective, therefore, the throne of grace enables me to find grace and mercy in time of need. The judgment seat enables my scroll to be purified and refined in fire. The altar enables me as a living sacrifice to be continually transformed, changed one degree of glory to another. On the firestones, those processes enable me continually to be coming into a revelation of sonship. My heaven's throne enables me to function and outwork that from a level of authority which was different from where I used to be as a lord, you know, and a king in a son, to becoming mature in government. And I'm there all of the time in a moment. I'm also quantumly entangled, multidimensional, with the eternal now, the heart of God, outside of time and space. So everything is good there. But then, within the four faces of God, within the Yod, He, Vav, He, in His name, standing in authority, operating in the order of Melchizedek, functioning in the lion, ox, eagle, man, functioning in the royal priesthood in the realms of heaven, the legislator and oracle on the earth. I'm also in this set of reality, in the court of the councils of the fathers, in the court of kings, in the chancellor's court, and on my mountain throne in another quantum moment. So I'm there outworking the reality of my destiny continually in that moment. I'm also quantumly entangled, multidimensionally, with the eternal now, the circle of the deep, the 12 high chancellor's houses, and the council of 70 in another moment. And that is where my court cases, my declarations and decrees, my ambassador's role for the Joshua generation and the restoration of all things functions and takes place. Now, again, there's so much to this, and I've done whole sessions of teaching on the circle of the deep, chancellor's houses, and those sorts of things. But what I discovered is this is not a something that I go and do sometime. This is who I am. I'm also quantumly entangled multidimensionally with the eternal now, the court of the upright, the cloak of mystery, the dark cloud, wisdom's heights, and the consuming fire of love in another quantum moment. So I'm involved in the restoration of those in the fire of God's consuming love, those who are wanting to be restored from the fallen angelic realm, and I'm engaging that continually. And some of that is done in a moment, which is encompassing what could be days, weeks, months, or even potentially years. I'm also quantumly entangled multidimensionally with the eternal now, the beyond dimensional anteroom, and many dimensions in another quantum moment. So I'm engaging in the dimensions. Now, I've shared some of the testimonies of that previously. My last one was when I was in 25 different dimensions in those quantum moments, engaging 25 different dimensional races and realities. Now, that means that I have the capacity way beyond an earthbound mentality and mindset. So we need to have this multidimensional reality. And I'm not saying that you can just do all the things that I've just described without you learning to go through that process of maturing in those things, maybe in a linear fashion, but eventually you realize that actually we're created to be multidimensional. I'm also quantumly entangled with the eternal now, Wisdom's Heights, the ancient paths that are on Wisdom's Heights, the four doors on Wisdom's Heights, and the earth shield in another quantum moment continually. And therefore, I'm always in that shield. I'm always able to access the doors on Wisdom's Heights. I'm always able to walk on the ancient paths. Again, this was such a revelation to me. I'm also quantumly entangled with the eternal now, the Father's garden, the elemental seven thrones and creation in another quantum moment. Now, I've been engaged these things individually and engaged them in many times, but I now realize this is a being dynamic and not just a doing dynamic. I'm also quantumly entangled multidimensionally with the eternal now, my own spirit, first love, place of first love, garden of my heart, dance hall, soaking room, bridal chamber, the Merkaba, the tree of life, the seven energy gates, and expanded spirit spheres in another quantum moment. Now, it used to take me sometimes half an hour or more to engage that reality, create that place of rest, see rest filling me, creating a sphere around me, then activating the river of life flowing in through the Merkaba to activate my energy gates to give me limitless energy. Now I realize I can live constantly in that moment and constantly be interacting and bringing the balance of the tree of life into my life so that spirit, soul, and body are in complete union, and I am in union with heaven and with the Father's heart. Now, I've gone through every place that I've told you about in those and what the Father showed me individually over the past 10 years. And I've learned to operate in them individually in a linear process, learning to engage them, learning to understand them, learning to experience what it is to function in those places and be in those places. And all of that now has brought me to the reality where I can live continually and I am quantumly entangled. I am in all those places simultaneously and functioning. Now, my heart was filled with joy and I sank deeper and blissfully into rest, knowing that all of that was going on. But at the same time, I was so excited by this revelation that I could hardly contain myself. It was like, whoa, this is just so amazing. No wonder the Father only gave me glimpses, as I would have been overwhelmed by such revelation in the past. Son, see how easy it is to just be. And this is just a glimpse of what it is to be I am that I am, that you will ascend to when you become an ascended Father. We are in a process of ascending, maturing to become like our dad. And I think it's going to be such an amazing, exciting future in the ages to come. Son, learn to become aware of the multidimensional reality, but always stay in rest, living in love, joy and peace within, balanced by the tree of life between spirit, soul and body. And that is the foundation for everything else. This is how limitless grace can be administrated. As you expand your spirit's boundaries, practice expanding your consciousness to become more aware of the dimensional realities that you are mandated to govern in. So all of those things are taking place, but I'm not always aware of what I'm doing in those realities. Now, eventually, that information becomes available to me, but I need to practice being conscious, more conscious. All you learn to do as a son made in our image with creative abilities will equip you to become an ascended father in the ages to come. Son, the true authority of a son is realized through surrender, not service. So abandon yourself totally to just being. Just being. Just being. Our nature as I am, that I am, is the model and pattern for our children to follow as sons. Just learn to be. To be at rest in who you are. And again, this doesn't just happen instantly. It is a relational process, but it's one I believe we're all being called to engage. All the doing in the world will not enable you to be, but being who you were created to be will enable all effective doing from total rest. It is the frequency of rest that creation needs to become still, so it can rest from its groaning. Son, remember that you are designed to be limitless in unconditional love, grace, mercy, overflowing in loving kindness. Loving kindness is the true hallmark of our nature. And that is a new covenant reality, free from all do-it-yourself, tree, law-based knowledge. And again, I encourage you to ensure that you're living in that loving kindness consciousness. Son, you're slowly learning to see creation through our loving eyes so that the oracles of our heart will be your only inspiration. Inspired by loving kindness, everything is limitless. There are no restrictions, so free your mind from the impossibilities and choose a reality that reflects true new covenant, unconditional love. Son, come walk with me. Again, I just love these encounters. And here was another amazing one. We walked in the Father's garden. It was beautiful beyond description. I mean, truly, truly beautiful. Beyond anything I'd ever really experienced before. Because the walk opened up a different realm. I began to feel the pleasure of the Father and creation's pleasure being in union in that realm. Now, the whole of creation doesn't feel this at this moment, but when you're in the Father's garden and you're walking with him, that creation is in union. And the emotions that you feel, the joy that's present, their joy that we're there enjoying them, enjoying that creation. Everything was communicating me as we walked. It was sensory overload in a good way, as I felt the emotions of each living thing. The garden was singing to me its joy, that the Father was enjoying it and I was enjoying it. It was just such an amazing experience. Sonship must focus beyond the restoration of creation to the joy set before it of the union of all things. You have begun to see that by enjoying life every day in the rest of multidimensional living, by being creative. Son, do not hold back on your creativity, as that is what life is supposed to be about. The restoration process is not an end in itself, but is only so life can return to our image. Limitless grace must be used to outwork creativity. Everyone is individually crafted and wonderfully made in our image to live in the rest of their creative identity. All that you're enjoying, making through the creativity you're expressing, is part of the reset and recalibration of your life for creative enjoyment. And since we went into lockdown and we've had restrictions, you know, I have taken on a whole load of creative projects. Now, you know, I've always liked making things and doing things, but this is sort of, I think, encapsulated it for me. You know, I've done things outside in the garden and other things. And now inside, I've just worked out my garage and garage and made it into a workshop. And I've reorganized everything and I've got all the equipment I need. And, you know, I'm starting to make things, you know, I'm starting to produce, you know, and I love it. And I think it's something of the very innate in creative element that I am made in the element of God to do that. Now, some people do that differently. I do it with my hands and solving problems and making things and recycling things. I love recycling pallet wood and different things that I can use. Other people do it through music. Other people do it through art. Other people do it in soap gardening. So many different ways. There are so many different ways to be an expression of creative, but we need to enjoy life. Enjoy being creative, writing novels, fiction, whatever it might be, producing, you know, taking pictures, photography, video production, whatever it might be, find the joy in it. And I literally have been overjoyed of doing things like that. I love it. Father continued to speak. He said, so many of our sons are not a good example to our children. Now, there's a difference between children and sons. Sons are those who know who they are, to a degree, in relationship with God, at least knowing that they have a relationship with God. The children are those who don't know that yet. And religion has not been a good example to the children of God, mostly putting them off. Why? This is what the father said, because they're performance driven and not enjoying life. Why would people in the world want to come into the church, which is boring and takes up all their time, and they've got no time to enjoy life, and they're just performing duty, service and obligation? No one wants that. I don't want it anymore. We intended creation to be a joyous expression of I am that I am. But following the path of independence has taken the joy ahead of creation. The shift you're going through is restoring the creative joy to your heart. That is why your priorities are changing. And they are. And now I know that I'm able to do all these things multidimensionally simultaneously. It frees me to enjoy doing the things that I had to try and fit in before. Now I don't have to just try and fit those things in because I know that I have a greater capacity. Son, as you have discovered by living in multiple dimensions, free from the restraints of time, you have all the time you need to do what your entire destiny mandates you. So just as you have felt the joy of my garden, feel the joy of your domain. Be satisfied and really be content with your creative endeavors. So never again go back to the old ways of working, which was lacking in real joy. Look forward to being creative as an ascended father. Creation is groaning to return to symbiotic union with the sons of God that is reflected in what you feel in my garden. You know, I felt it. I felt it there. And it really, really made an impact in me. So I imagine the whole of the creative order expressing the joy you've experienced in my garden and brood over it. So this inspired me to want to see this reality for everybody. So I went through the golden gates in the Father's garden into the cradle of life to brood over what the Father had shown me. I engaged with the Father's heart. I went deeper into it. My whole being rested in that desire for restored union, and I was all that I was already enjoying what I was contemplating as if it already existed in that quantum moment. Now, this I've discovered is really why we can be joyful. You know, it says, I think in Hebrews, that for the joy that was set before him, Jesus endured the cross. Because he was already living in the future moment of the joy of union with us. And that's what I began to see, that our enjoying life, the joy that we feel, being joyous, being thankful, being grateful, we can be because when we begin to contemplate the things that we're brooding over, we're already beginning to experience that is already true reality. It becomes true reality for us. Therefore, it's not something that doesn't yet exist. You know, the Father called things that be not as if they are because they were in him already existing. And this is what I began to discover. The creative process brings is a joy that's set before us because in one sense, in that moment, it already exists for us. The chamber of destiny, amplification, the chamber of creation, excitement of the quantum lumens of reality were contained within that creative moment. The whole process was stretched out in before me and I enjoyed it. I was joyous over it. Son, now you're beginning to know true rest, to enjoy a life of being. Son, creation is waiting, looking and waiting for the sons of God to arise and shine with love's light, to free it from its bondage to corruption. Limitless grace is the currency of heaven and is what creation is longing for. The corruption of creation is still present amongst most of our children, so freeing them is a priority, but restoring what is deceiving them is the foundation for the harvest. The atmosphere of the earth that influences the conditions and the people must be reclaimed and restored as it is the principalities and powers that must make known the wisdom of God, and their restoration is going to make known the wisdom of God. When the atmosphere is restored, light can shine and the everlasting doors can be opened, so the earth will not be covered in darkness as it is now, but illuminated by love's light, shining brightly as the glory of sonship. The global shield is protecting the earth and preparing it for atmospheric decontamination so that the principalities, powers and rulers can be identified, targeted and restored. The absence of light and love that you have detected. Now, when I'm seated in the heaven of heavens on a throne, I can look into the atmosphere of the earth and look into the spiritual dynamic of the earth and I can begin to see where there's an absence of light and love. I can't actually see what's there, but I can see that there's something missing there. And that gives me the place to focus my attention. So basically it says that shows where to engage, but it will require persistence to bring about the restoration process. These things don't just give up and roll over. They need to be persuaded. They need to be engaged and they need to have love demonstrated and hope restored. Once restored to their original positions, they will cooperate with the elementals to broadcast the frequencies of hope that will be received by those prepared by the global shift that is currently taking place. There is going to be a major harvest that's coming. Son, this will be the true first fruits of the harvest that you've been longing for. Then heaven and earth will be in agreement and the full harvest can begin to be reaped. Preparation for the harvest must begin now. The storehouses need to be ready, operating under heaven's government on earth, creating garden environments for creation to thrive in restored union. They must be living in union, covenant, joy, peace, love, oneness, harmony, you know, the total contradiction to what is happening in the world, where we're in union with one another, where we're in covenant with one another, where we're in peace with one another, where we are in union of heart, mind, and purpose, at rest with one another. Son, this release of the blessing of limitless grace and overflowing mercy will precede all we have shown you. The global awakening of consciousness to our unconditionally loving nature is vital to prepare the harvest to receive the frequency that will unlock and reveal the truth of who we are and show them their identity as sons. Son, keep legislating for the revealing of limitless grace, for the outpouring of an overflowing mercy that will raise the consciousness levels of those in bondage. Son, brood over all that you have seen within the cradle of life to come into full agreement, union, and harmony with our intentions so that you can be one of the oracles that releases the sound of many waters to shape and form reality in the chamber of creation. The whole of creation is waiting and longing for the sons of God to be moved by its groaning enough to act responsibly, and that means to function in limitless grace. Arise, shine with the glory of your sonship to restore hope to all the dimensions that are beginning to awaken from the great deception. Son, only living in a state of rest will enable all that you have seen to become reality as you trust in our loving kindness despite all evidence to the contrary. Do not be thrown by circumstances and situations. There is a bigger picture and a bigger agenda. Make sure you stay in that place of peace and rest. Live loved, love living, live loving in the rest of immortality. Yeah. Embrace the reality of the abundance of life. Son, the earth shield is getting stronger as more are joining heart to heart. This gives greater security for the process of recalibration. Global influences can now be challenged directly in the spirit so they can be dismantled piece by piece. Those behind the earthly dimensions will be removed one by one, in secret. With each change, their power will be weakened. So there are those not who are on the earth, who are operating, influenced by the atmosphere of the earth, who are part of the global institutions and global systems that are keeping the earth in its present state, and they are going to be removed. Now, I would rather they be removed from what they're doing by being restored than any other way. Son, more earthly governments will begin to come into agreements with the mountain of the house of the Lord, and the well-being economy will advance. Legislate for this transition. Although few will be aware of it, transformation will take place and the future you seek will come into reality. Some of this is done and some people are totally unaware of what's going on, but we need to become more aware. We need to be more conscious of what's happening and be those like the sons of Issachar who knew the times and seasons and knew what to do. Son, engaged the season of light in perfection to know our heart, brood over the process of wealth transfer. So in the realm of light, in perfection is the place where you begin at another depth level to engage with what it will be. And I've engaged with the heart there, and it's like it's already is. It's like perfection is what you experience. So it's like everything's like it should be. And that gives you the inspiration then to brood over that process. Now, there's going to be a wealth transfer. Now, I'm not talking just about money. I'm talking about value. I'm talking about worth. I'm talking about wealth in its fullest sense, that we're going to realize what's important, that there is going to be a transfer, that actually creation itself, when we value it, when we see the value in beauty, when we see the value in love, when we start to turn away from just production and producing more and more things to sell more and more things. So more and more things are bought, and the whole process of seeking happiness through materialism continues. That is going to change, and people are beginning to realize what things are really valuable, and that is a transfer of wealth. I engage the light of the Father's countenance and bask in the radiance and beauty of his face, infused with revelation, knowledge, and truth. I saw everything as it should be and will be, and I was filled with joy and peace and totally at rest in what will be. Contented, I went into the cradle of life, and in collaboration with the Father's heart, brooded there in rest. As that quantum moment fast forwarded, I became overjoyed. Again, this time pulsating to the rhythm of the frequency of the creative thought, I began to experience within that moment what will eventually be. The process of creating that reality continued in fast forward as the sound of many waters amplified the thoughts into words at the waterfall and the chamber of destiny. It energized the sound until the chamber of creation was alive with the dance of the quantum lumens. Grace was activated. Limitless grace was empowered. As I observed from rest, I declared the reality and decreed the future into being. And this is exactly what God did by calling things that be not as if they are. Because they are in us and in this moment. So this is what I call for. And I'm going to make this declaration and these declarations. And I encourage you to resonate with them. Just resonate with these things. Feel like it. I mean, don't just do it because I'm saying, you know, don't just take my word for any of this. Engage it for yourself. Come into a realization for yourself. So I encourage you just to open your heart, open your spirit, to come into agreement with me for this process to get into the earth. So I call for the earth shield to strengthen. I call for the global influencers to be dismantled. I call for the person to be removed or restored. I call for peaceful transition of the global systems from the greed of GDP to the well-being economy of covenant. I call for the governments of the world to become aligned to the mountain of the house of the Lord. I call for the exposure of the futility of the old DIY systems and their shaking to intensify. I call for the atmosphere of the earth to be cleansed and restored and the agreements with the elementals to be established. I call for the truth to be unveiled and for the children of God to become awakened to the conscious awareness of loving kindness. I call for the alignment of the circle of the deep and the Chancellor's houses to change the seasons of heaven from justice to limitless grace. I call for the release of the discoveries of heavenly technology for energy, health, replication, transportation, and extinction reversal. I call for the next age of Aquarius overflowing with love, joy, and peace. I call for the next age of Aquarius overflowing with love, joy, and peace. So the Father then basically started to engage me about joy and rejoicing. And as I had experienced living in these moments, it made so much more sense. Son, rejoice always at all times in all things as limitless grace is abounding to enable you to fulfill your destiny within the restoration of all things. So rejoicing is very, very, very important. There is such a powerful link between thanksgiving and health and wholeness. Limitless grace is continually at work within creation to bring about restoration. That is why you can live in rest, knowing that we are active. Thanksgiving is not about what you have in the present, but about what you have in the future. You can rejoice in all things if you truly trust in our loving kindness, knowing that we are at work to bring good out of every situation and circumstance. Thanksgiving is trust in action and has amazing creative power. Son, an attitude of gratitude produces a frequency that promotes health and well-being and activates limitless grace. When you brood creatively, ensure you are operating in joy and gratitude. As you brood, you're living in the end at the beginning, in that moment. Rejoicing and gratitude produce the frequency of hope that excites and activates the limitless grace light energy to form the reality you are thankful for. Son, brooding in fear, worry, and anxiety only perpetuates the past and does not create new realities. The closer you are to our heart, the easier it is to remain joyful, at rest. That is why intimacy is so important in legislation and government. We are safe and secure knowing that we're in the Father's heart on the throne of grace. That brings such a wonderful, joyous sense of life. Collaborating with our heart is the prerequisite of all kingdom governmental activity and must be the priority of all restoration government groups. We must not seek to govern with our own agenda, but only do what we see the Father doing. And that's so vitally important. Seek first our heart, and you can rejoice in everything you need being added to you as you put your trust in our provision, protection, and direction. This is why meditation for rest is so important to living in a state of well-being, because you live in that total trust of being in that intimacy with God as Father. Son, as you rest, filled with love, joy, and peace, our joy is in you, so your joy can overflow. Trusting in our goodness and loving kindness is why the joy of the Lord is your strength. You have seen, felt, and know that creation is groaning because it is in bondage to corruption. You've experienced what creation is within Eden, where it's rejoicing in its union. That's what I've just shared with you, my walking in the Father's garden and feeling and sensing the joy and celebration of this union. That was only yesterday or a couple of days ago. Now imagine and brood over the whole of creation being restored to its glorious union with us and man as it once was. Once you've experienced something, it is so much easier to be able to picture, to see that as already being. Does that not bring joy to your heart? Yes, it does. It brought joy to my heart when I experienced it, and it brought joy to my heart even thinking about it. Son, our oracles are a reflection of our desire, inspired by the joy set before us for creation's restoration. So let that be your attitude also. Be inspired by the rejoicing of your heart and be the frequency of hope creation is longing for, and activate limitless creative grace energy. Your reality is in fact what you are grateful for and rejoicing over. So be at rest, living loved, loving living, and living loving, and the reality of immortality will be your hope. Limitless grace is vital to the restoration of all things, and an attitude of gratitude has an integral part to play. So just as we go into an activation, so you can begin to experience this for yourself, let's remind ourselves, grace is the divine enabling power that facilitates the existence and expansion of creation. Limitless grace expresses the reality of God as unconditional love. As sons, limitless grace is to be experienced and is at our disposal creatively. So I encourage you to embrace limitless grace, pursue limitless grace. I encourage you now, just close your eyes. Begin to rest. Come to that place where you start slowing down, focusing, fixing your attention, and thinking about engaging in that place of love, joy, and peace. Thinking of the name of God, Yod Heh Vav Heh, of being in the center of the circle of the dance of the being of God. Breathe in very slowly and begin to breathe out slowly, and align it with the breath and name of God. So as you breathe deeply in, breathe out, Yod, and breathe in, Hey, and breathe out, Vav, and breathe in, Hey, and just slowly, slowly, slowly come to that place of rest and to be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am love. Be still and know that I am joy. Be still and know that I am peace. Rest in love, joy, and peace. Just be still. Hear the Father's words to bring you comfort, strength, encouragement, that you can be joyful. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am love, and love is I am. I am love, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I have always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. So live loved, love living, live loving, and rest. Live in the rest of immortality. Now invite love, joy, and peace to flow into you, to fill your spirit, flow through your first love gate, filling you with that place and atmosphere of rest. Let that fill your soul, fill your body, activate your energy gates, and flow around you. Create an atmosphere of love, joy, and peace, rest that you live in. And now you're in that safe place. You can begin thinking of an open heaven. Set your desire upon limitless grace encounters. Just ask the Father, ask Jesus, ask the Holy Spirit, whoever you feel led to engage with, ask them to take you into that place where you will experience a deeper connection to the limitless grace, the unconditional love of God, that you can be activated in joy for the joy set before you. Just be filled with love, joy, and peace, and just go wherever the Father takes you.